This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan and the United States have now joined forces criticizing China's coercion and aggression in Asia as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talk since President Joe Biden took office in January. Aside from the sharp rhetoric aimed at Beijing, the meeting Tuesday in Tokyo and a planned stop next in Seoul are as much of an effort by the Biden administration to reassure worried allies in Asia after occasionally confrontational dealings with the Trump administration. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after holding the so-called 2+2 security talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and their Japanese counterparts, said democracy and human rights are being challenged and the United States will push with its partners for free and open Indo-Pacific. Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations to help Donald Trump in last November's presidential election. That is according to a declassified intelligence assessment that found broad efforts by the Kremlin and Iran to shape the outcome of the race, but ultimately no evidence that any foreign actor changed votes or otherwise disrupted the voting process. The report was released Tuesday from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and it represents the most detailed assessment of the array of foreign threats to the 2020 election. These included efforts by Iran to undermine confidence in the vote and harm Trump's reelection prospects, as well as Moscow operations that used Trump's allies to smear Joe Biden.